When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
So we got to put it on the ballot, and the voters have to approve it. It's a constitutional issue in Florida. It's not something the state derives revenue for. It's a local issue. We're trying to focus on Florida homeowners and their primary resident, people that have Airbnbs or whatever. You know, that's separate. Yeah. But your personal home, you shouldn't rent it from the government. You should own it. And, you know, you're paying taxes for 50 years, but even for young families, it's become very difficult across this country to make ends meet. Wouldn't it be great if they were able to have home ownership without having the burden of property tax that? So that's coming to a ballot near you in November of 2026, and we need 60% of Florida voters to do it. And I think it's going to be very popular, but it's also something that's not an easy bar to reach when you have an election like that.
Man, I am excited about that. Getting rid of property taxes? Are you kidding me? That is fantastic, and the argument against it is very solid. Welcome to Wiggins America. I wanted to lead with that because we have a lot of other stuff to talk about for the rest of the show that's a little more timely and relevant to the news of the week. But DeSantis went on Fox News and said that the governor of Florida, it's weird to say this, he is the most progressive governor in America, and he is progressing back to foundational principles here. We should not have to pay taxes to the government every year on a property. It's the only thing in the entire country that is allowed to be that way. Do you realize that? If you buy a car, you are not taxed on that car every year. Now, you might have to have a license on that car every year, but that's different. If you buy something that's a little more permanent. I'm trying to think of something other than like food, furniture. Let's say you bought a very nice couch for your living room. Do you pay taxes on owning that couch every year? Well, personal property taxes get close to that, like in Missouri, which is why they're trying to get rid of those. But that's the whole point, is that you're not supposed to be able to pay on unrealized gains, which is what property taxes do. Now, you could make the argument that you could, whatever you bought the house at, the tax rate that you pay every year would be the same, but it's not. It goes up based on the perceived value of that house, which is being taxed on unrealized gains. So I could see you coming back and saying, well, how about if we just cap it at the price that it sold? That to me would make sense. And that's a different argument. What he's saying is, why don't we get rid of it entirely instead of having you pay rent to the government every year to own your own property? That's a great argument. The only thing about it is, he says they're starting with, or at least they're going after, single-family houses that are your primary residence. And so if you have investment property or other things, that wouldn't really count. Like if it's commercial or whatever, that wouldn't count. The problem is, the argument that you made that you're still paying rent to the government every year, that still applies to commercial properties too, and to rental properties and whatever else, investment properties. So it's not just your house that would matter, but you got to start somewhere. So I understand that. And I think that that is a fantastic bull move that they're going forward with. Will it pass? Because they have to get, I think, 60%. I think you said it in that clip. They have to get 60% of Floridans to vote to overturn the property tax. Now, that seems like a no-brainer to me. Like, why wouldn't you vote? Why would you vote against that unless you're just a Democrat and you're against Ron DeSantis? But even then, I'd think, well, shoot, if I'm a Democrat, I might hate Ron DeSantis and I might hate everything he stands for, but I also hate paying taxes. Like, I'd save money. So I don't know. And I really don't know the other end of it either, how they're going to make up all that money. Are they going to increase taxes on something else for their own citizens? Are they going to increase it for us who fly into Orlando and Tampa to go to theme parks? I hope not. But either way, I'm just glad that he's doing it, because the national conversation is moving toward that, and it needs to. And that's fantastic. Even in a state like the one I'm in, Blue Illinois, I'm not expecting them to do this quickly, but if every other state in the union, especially red states, start to do things like it, then it applies the pressure to the states that aren't doing it. And that's great, because they got to keep up. In a place like New York City, which we're going to get to in a second, we're going to talk about socialism just almost in theory in the next segment. But in a place like New York City, which is probably going to elect a communist mayor, what amazes me is that he's trying to fix all these problems by saying, well, we're going to double down on the reasons that we got into those problems in the first place. It's lunacy, but I guess for a short period of time, that little socialist hit, that sugar high hits, and it does feel pretty good because for a short time, it's like, oh, it kind of solved it, but it just doesn't last. We'll get into that next here on Wiggins America.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America. Had to come in with some Rage Against the Machine music, partially because Rage is just freaking sweet. Some of their music is really good. Some of their music is kind of lame. A lot of the messaging is terrible, but the music's good. And Tom Morello is part of that, and he's responsible for at least the guitar portion and the riffs of Rage Against the Machine. I follow Tom Morello on Twitter, X. And partially it's because I want to see what the far left is promoting, how they're messaging. And he's a real good example of that. I remember even in interviews in the 90s, he would wear a hat that said commie on it. And I was like, dude, that's pretty bold. I guess you are raging against the machine if you're just openly a communist in the 1990s in America. But then, you know, throughout COVID, you find out, oh, he's actually part of the machine. He's just a communist. He's fine if he's in charge of the government and the government is communist, but he just is against capitalism. So show me where that worked. Anyway, I bring that up because he posted this and I took a screenshot of it because I wanted to pose it to you. And this is somebody else who said this, but he retweeted it. It says, left-wing utopia, and he describes it here, left-wing utopia. Everybody on Earth is safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions. Right-wing utopia. White Americans work 60 hours a week in a back-breaking job they hate with no health care and 1 week of vacation, and everyone else is dead. Now, obviously, this is not a debatable topic. This is such an inflammatory post that there's not a whole lot of real substance to it. So I'm going to dig in here and try to get to the core of the argument while looking past the sort of ridiculous nature of saying that if you're on the right wing, not A, you're white, you have to be white, which just discounts every minority that voted for Trump or the GOP ever. I mean, you are racist if you're just saying that. You are a racist. And so Tom Morello apparently is a racist. He says that white Americans work 60 hours a week in a backbreaking job they hate with no health care and 1 week of vacation, and everyone else is dead. All right, let's get to the core of that argument. That really what right-wing utopia is A, very, very white. And so let's just get past that. So put that aside and let's assume that that's not in this, but that right-wing America really wants to just work themselves to death and doesn't want health care and there's nobody else around. I pose that to you. Is that what you want? Now, obviously, this is such an inflammatory post that it's hard to take it seriously, but dig down here because there's a real argument that this stems from, even though this is a ridiculous version of it, that the left-wing utopia wants everybody on Earth safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions. Don't you want that too? I mean, I'm very much on the right, but I want everybody on Earth to be safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions. I just have gotten to the point where I don't think that it's possible using your version of government or ideology to get there. So I would look at this as more of a spectrum where you start in one place and go, that's my goal. I would love to see this on Earth. I would love to see this in my life and the people I know's lives. How do I get there? And it's sort of it's ageist, I guess you'd say. That when I read an argument like that, that, oh, I just want everybody on Earth to be safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions, that I hear that and I say, that's nice. It's very nice of you. You're probably a freshman in college. I wasn't necessarily like this in college, but I will give deference to say that if you are a high school student or you're a college student and you look at the world with these, like, fresh eyes and you say, well, why can't we just get along? Why can't we just do this? Why can't there be universal basic income so that everybody can pursue their passions and things like that? Well, I would look at you and say, good for you for being an idealist. That's a great goal. The problem is when you start to implement it, how do you do it? And you've probably not lived enough life at that point to realize that just saying, let's do this, doesn't work. And then forcing it from the government also doesn't work, which means you've probably never studied history. Which, again, if you're in high school or your first year of college, it's okay. You haven't lived it yet. You haven't studied that yet. My problem is when you are at these No Kings protests and you're 60 years old and you're still thinking that that's possible, you're an idiot. You've not learned anything in your life to know that this has been tried. People have said the same thing for eons. Entire governments and countries have been created around it, and it never works. And it won't work, and it will never work. So, to say that the left-wing utopia is that everybody on Earth is safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions is very nice. It's just that you can't do it by really any means that you've ever tried. And in fact, you really can't achieve those things. Everybody on Earth will never be safe, healthy, happy, educated, and free to pursue their ambitions. That will never happen. That doesn't mean it's a bad goal to have. It just means that it's pie in the sky. And so how do you can still shoot for it. It's just that you have to be realistic in how to get close to it, because you'll never get it. And that's my complaint with somebody like Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. Dude, you've lived life now. Now, maybe you've been insulated from a lot of that life because you became very rich and famous at a young age because you're super talented and you've been, you know, treated like a celebrity your whole life. That has to be a different existence. I get that. You're not the same as everybody else, although some things about you would have to be the same. You're still living in the same world as we are. You're just treated a little bit differently, and you don't have to worry about money as much as everybody else. But that also means we probably shouldn't listen to those people because they don't know what they're talking about. They've lived an existence that very few people get to live. So I'm not sure why that advice would work. Ultimately, as I always say, these things are kind of spiritually rooted. Say it on the show all the time. I'll say it again, that politics is downstream from culture, and culture is downstream from spirituality/morality. And spirituality really leads morality. Well, how does that relate to this? It does, because if you believe that you can achieve utopia on your own without God, that you are essentially God and mankind is godlike enough that we could achieve this on our own, then that is a worldview that is non-Christian, non-biblical. Really, it's non any religion on Earth. I would say maybe there are elements of it in some Eastern religions, but not even completely. It's really like self is God. So it's a worldview. It's a spiritual worldview, whether you want to admit it or not. And it leads me to this topic that I wanted to get to before the end of the segment. Fox News says spiritual revival is happening. That's the title. It says Bible sales surged after the assassination of Charlie Kirk as Americans turned to faith for comfort and support, with 2.4 million copies of the Bible sold in the U.S. just in September alone. Now, we don't know whether that actually leads to revival, but certainly if there's a renewed interest in spiritual things in this country, that would be evidence of it. I do see evidence of this all over the place. I see the discussion about Christianity in the public square taking place a lot more. There's a lot more fights over what it means to be Christian. The left is using that language a lot, and that's okay, because the fight over what it means to be Christian is a good fight. Let's talk about what it means to be Christian, and let's even battle over it a little bit. As long as we acknowledge that that is a good worldview to have, there should be battles over what it means to be a Christian. It's when you get to the point where the majority of your society says, let's live without God, let's do this on our own, that you get into real dangerous places. And we still are on the brink of that, but it feels as if we're pulling back from the edge a little bit. That's just my perception. I've been praying for something like this to happen for a long time to this country. I still don't know if this is completely it, but there are signs that it is happening, and it's good. And I even pray for people like Tom Morello as we go out with more Rage Against the Machine here. You know, that's a hopeless worldview, to think that you have it within you to fix everything, or that you could change everything. Now, you'd have to have some perseverance for that, and that's good. You'd have to have some gusto. That's also good. But you also are going to realize real quick that you can't do it, and it's not within you, and that becomes hopeless real fast, and that gets depressing. And then you look for happiness in a lot of things that aren't going to bring you happiness. And I hope and pray that even people like Tom Morello or those who follow after those ideologies, they would find something deeper and more eternal than let's create heaven now, because they're not going to do it. It's not going to work. We'll be right back with how the political landscape is about to get shaken up for a generation in the United States of America. We're a pocket full of shells.
Wiggins America.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
As far as nicknames go, the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
The Grocery List, Food for Thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands.
Wiggins America.
So I teased it up and said the center of gravity is shifting politically in America, and it's shifting rightward. I aim to prove myself right in this segment and show you exactly how that's happening and how it's not short term. This is probably generational, and that is something to definitely keep an eye on. There are three ways this is happening, and none of them have to do with the polling on midterms. That's why I wanted to get that out of the way first, because a lot of people are looking at the polling on midterms for next year and saying, wow, that's actually pretty good for Republicans. Could they hold the House? Could they not? I don't know. Based on the polling, yeah, it's very possible they could. I've seen some data that suggests that the national vote, like the generic Dem versus Republican national vote, needs to be at about +3 for Democrats under the current situation to barely take back the House. Now, that goes down to individual races, mostly in those swing districts, but that's about where their watermark needs to be. And they actually want it to be a lot higher than that. Otherwise, it would be pretty close.
Does that math change with redistricting?
That's exactly where I'm going, Brad. That is number one in our stop on the way the politics of America are going to be shifting here shortly. And actually are. That's already started. So Texas has done it. Missouri is currently doing it. California is going to try to counter. Oregon might counter. I think Maryland maybe has one seat. But for the most part, it's Republican states that have the most to gain. Here's Harry Enten talking about how redistricting, which is happening now, could shift everything rightward and how many seats Republicans stand to gain.
That's what I was going to ask. One change from that cycle is also this mid-decade redistricting effort that we've been covering so much. Add that in, and what do you get?
Okay, so we add that, and we take a look at the national picture, but then we, of course, taking a look at the state legislators, right? They are potentially changing things, and there are two things that are going on here. First off, net mid-decade redistricting gains. If both sides max out at this point, there are more Republican gains possible than Democratic gains. Yes, the Democrats might try to counter a Texas and a California, but you go along in the different states and basically Democrats run out of room where Republicans are able to gain and gain and gain. If both sides max out, we're probably looking at a GOP gain of plus 7 House seats.
All right, I'm going to write that down, a GOP gain of plus 7. Now, it doesn't mean that that will be exactly what it is, because let's say it gets struck down somehow. There's some legal proceedings going on trying to stop that from happening in Missouri right now. Republicans continue to push on. Good on ya. So glad to see ya. Where were ya in 2021? But it's okay. You're catching up now. Good job. Other states, Florida, Ohio, they are kind of waiting in the wings to see what they're, we're waiting in the wings to see what they're going to do. And they are actually kind of dragging their feet a little bit. So are they actually all going to do this? Maybe not. I'm going to predict that they don't, but if they did, that's plus seven. Now, even if they don't do it this year, which would affect this midterms, they will do it eventually.
Yeah.
So let's say they wait until the next census or whatever, and they do it after 2030. This will happen at some point, but it may not just happen right now. They're being very bold by doing it right now. So let's say that's GOP plus seven. Okay, there you go. Now, that's the first one, redistricting. That's how the center of gravity is shifting. When I say center of gravity really quickly, what I'm saying is politics typically, Donald Trump aside, tends to find the middle and then moves from it to get elected.
Yeah.
So if you're running in a Republican district, you tend to find what is the middle so that I'm normal, and then I move toward what my district believes, and then I kind of find that spot. Same on the left, they kind of move to the left of middle, although there's a lot more way far left than there used to be on the Democrat side. But typically that's the way politics works, is the middle kind of controls everything and everybody around it, it makes the laws, and it, and the more the middle moves in one direction, then that's where the country goes. So that's the first one, is redistricting. The second is what's before the Supreme Court right now. Oral arguments were last week concerning the Voting Rights Act, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which would, well, right now, it forces racial gerrymandering. So gerrymandering, drawing districts based on people's race, is currently the way that that Voting Rights Act is interpreted.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court is discussing either removing race from redistricting at all or changing the way it is. I watched that case very closely because I'm into this stuff, and it looked like to me that Gorsuch, Alito, Kavanaugh, and Thomas were all in favor of getting rid of it entirely based on race because it's racist. And then, of course, the other side would be Kagan, Sotomayor, and Ketanji Brown Jackson. They were all in favor of keeping it because it's, I mean, I said this last week, nobody actually cares about the race aspect of this. It's all the political.
Right.
That's only what people care about, including myself. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's why we're talking about it, because it affects the politics. So then you have these two justices in the middle that nobody really knows how they're going to land, Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett. And so people think that if one of them gets on board with gutting it, the whole thing will be gutted. If they don't, then they'll probably restrict it, which means that there's a lot of possible outcomes there. But let's say that they actually do remove the Voting Rights Act from law. The Supreme Court says, no, that's racist, or it's sunsetted. When you passed it in 1965, obviously race relations are different now than they were in 1965, so that law no longer applies. Here's how that would change the politics again in the direction of the GOP.
That doesn't even take into account the potential gutting of the VRA that is right now going to be in front of the Supreme Court. If you add that in, you
voting
could
right,
be
the
looking...
Voting Rights Act.
What? Yes,
voting
exactly right. The Voting Rights Act. If you add that in, then you could be looking about adding 10, 12, 15, 17 on top of this seven seats. So I think a lot of folks like myself are looking at this. We're seeing, hey, wait a minute. Those national polls are, Democrats are not gaining the way that we expected.
Okay, so there's the numbers for you. He said on top of redistricting, which was saying, we're saying seven, that could add 10, 15 seats. You're talking about, if you take even a rather conservative approach there, you're talking about 20 to 25 or more seats that would shift Republican in the House.
Yeah.
And you're talking about semi-permanently there. I mean, nothing's ever permanent. But you're talking about that would move those seats for a generation to the right. And could Democrats ever catch up? No, they could not catch up in the current environment unless there's some sort of sweeping issue that everybody in America goes, oh, wait, moving back left here. But that doesn't happen that often,
no,
especially in the current climate.
Well, in the, like, with their current politics and their current climate, yeah, they would be hosed. They would have to change the core of their politics and their political beliefs to become more moderate.
You got it. You got exactly what I'm going for, Brad. If this happens, Democrats would have to see the writing on the wall as a party, as voters, whatever. You'd have to see the writing on the wall and say, at the current state of things, our current stances on social issues, economic issues, whatever it may be, we will never win again. So they will have to move right. They'll have to go back to being something like Blue Dog Democrats, or the moderates in the party would have to take back over. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I know that the far left part of the party would just wither on the vine. Mm-hmm. And we're staring this down right now. This actually is happening. Now, there's one more aspect of this. I'm going to read the Stephen Miller tweet that I mentioned going into this segment. He says, as of, this was just a couple days ago, posts a thing about the Voting Rights Act and a map of what it would change. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing it, but you can't see this. Democrats in the South would face almost a complete wipeout if the Supreme Court guts the Voting Rights Act. Stephen Miller says, how many people just realized that Dems had as many as 20 extra seats based on years of unconstitutional race-based gerrymandering? 20 extra seats for my entire lifetime.
That's a heck of a way
Brad's
to put that.
Entire lifetime, that they've been using this stuff for a long time. The redistricting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the GOP have so much more room to gain? Because they haven't been playing that game. They haven't been playing that game as well as Democrats have. So Democrats can max it out a little bit more, but Republicans can max it out a lot more. So they have a lot more to gain. Same is true of the Voting Rights Act. There's one more aspect of this that nobody's talking about, though, because those two things are actually happening right now.
Yeah.
They're not theoretical. They're happening. But Stephen Miller also revealed that Democrats got 20 to 30 seats from counting illegals in the census. Nobody's talking about that one yet. 20, in his quote is, 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist except for illegal aliens counted in the census.
That's crazy.
Now, that's another one that's going to be before the Supreme Court. I can't tell you exactly when, but I do know that that's making its way up and probably will be decided by the Supreme Court. And if they decide to narrow that or eliminate that in any way, again, that adds more seats to Republicans.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about what I said at the beginning of the segment and the end of the last, generational transformation of politics.
Well, is it really a generational transformation of politics, or is it a shift to an actual representation of the people of the United States?
Well, both of those things are true. You could put it either way, and both would be true, because it is a shift, but it's a shift back to the way things really would be on an even playing field.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been.
Because what I'm looking at... what you're telling me, especially with those last few things, the Democrats have been using the law to their advantage. It's not illegal what they've been doing unless the Supreme Court strikes it down. They've been using the law to their advantage. Same thing with counting illegals in the census. That's legal right now. So it's not like they're doing illegal things, but that's a misrepresentation of their voting base to maintain power and to make their party seem bigger and more popular than what it actually is. Because if that changes and everything shifts to the right, that means that the United States was being misrepresented based on a couple things that get corrected legally.
Brad, I'm glad that you said that, because my hope was going in, like, I don't host every day, obviously. Mm-hmm. When Annie has a day off, I step in and we have some fun. And I love talking about this kind of stuff. My hope was in sharing that I would be able to paint it well enough to show how big of a deal that would be. Because the whole message of the entire Democrat Party, if that's true, will have to shift.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have to completely change. And what does the country look like if you no longer have the media and the Democrat Party saying really radical, far-left, progressive stuff all the time? I don't know. It's been like that my whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what a shift of the political center to the right that hard, this suddenly, this quickly would look like. But I think it's something that we have to watch because it's the kind of thing that actually does change the culture. Mm-hmm. It changes the politics and everything downstream from that. So thank you, Brad. I hope that that kind of makes sense. That was my attempt to paint what's happening in politics in America right now and how it's probably going to affect the next generation. It's a huge, huge deal.
America.
America. Always appreciate the feedback. Love getting letters from you guys and emails and messages. Facebook is probably the easiest way to message me, but you can follow me very easily and message me there too, actually, on Twitter, X, at Radio Wiggins. But of course, Facebook is just as well. I just sometimes don't see the Facebook messages right away because they get put into a category of people I'm not friends with. And so it doesn't always show up right away. But eventually I get it. Sometimes it'll be a little after the show or even a day late. Sorry about that. But one way that you can get stuff in front of me is to just mail it like Philip did from Belleville. And I apologize that I don't get to more feedback. I always say that I like to, and then it comes time to show, and I forget a lot of times, so I apologize for that. But Philip sent in a handwritten note, and I guess he likes some of the comedy that we do and decided to write some jokes. And I thought, you know what, some of these, I'm going to pick my favorites, a couple that Philip wrote here. He says, Chicago is declining so fast that the only social scientists still interested in the city are archaeologists. But a bing ching choo. Kamala Harris has proven during her book tour that she should be semi Kamala Harris. I like that one. That one's clever. I'm trying to find the last one that I really caught my eye. Oh, there it is. J.B. Pritzker. He has like 12 or 13 of these. J.B. Pritzker declared that he would block any entrance into Chicago to the feds. Trump pointed out that Illinois Democrat was being modest. He could block at least two entrances. Thank you, Philip from Belleville, for sending those in here to the station, handwritten. Again, you can contact me through a variety of means if you want to do that. It was a really good intro, though, because I watched a documentary this week that I didn't ever think that I would be that interested in, but I found myself actually literally sitting on the edge of the bed. My wife was in bed, and I was sitting on the edge watching TV, just absorbing this with wide eyes. I loved it so much. It's a documentary about the, I would say, the main head writer of Saturday Night Live. His name is Jim Downey. You've seen this guy 1,000 times. You just didn't know what his name was or what he did. He has been involved in Saturday Night Live for a long, long time, although he retired from it, I think, in 2013. As the head political satirist on the show. And if you can tell, the show was much more centrist when he was the political writer, the head of that anyway. And it's really moved after 2013, it's really moved left to where there's just like this hatred in the comedy, which is just, it's not palatable to me. It's just, I just don't enjoy it. But anyway, Jim Downey is awesome. This guy was amazing. And going through the years and just looking at the sketches that he had a heavy hand involved with, either that he wrote them or he was involved in the writing of it, it's just such a walk down memory lane. So if you have Peacock, I would really highly suggest watching the Jim Downey documentary. One of the sketches that they brought up, and I think they brought this one up because he's in that sketch, he's not in most of his own sketches, is this one about, I think it's just called Change Bank. And I pulled it up, and I'm going to play the audio and see if you remember this sketch.
I needed to take the bus, but all I had was a $5 bill. I went to First Citywide, and they were able to give me four singles and four quarters.
We will work with the customer to give that customer the change that he or she needs. If you come to us with a $20 bill, we can give you two tens. We can give you four fives. We can give you a 10 and two fives. We will work with you.
I went to my first citywide branch to change a 50. I guess I was in kind of a hurry. I asked for a 20, a 10, and two fives. Well, their computers picked up my mistake right away, and I got the correct change.
We've been in this business a long time. With our experience, we're going to have ideas for change combinations that probably haven't occurred to you. If you have a $50 bill, we can give you 50 singles. We can give you 49 singles and 10 dimes. We can give you 25 twos. Come talk to us. We are not going to give you change that you don't want. If you come to us with a $100 bill, we're not going to give you 2,000 nickels, unless that meets your particular change needs. We will give you the change equal to the amount of money that you want change for.
They said one of his, you remember that sketch? They said one of his main attributes of writing comedy is that he would explain things that didn't need to be explained, which I guess is a genre of its own. But it was great. It was a great, great documentary. And I think I'm actually going to write Lorne Michaels. So a little history of how I would do this. So Jack Handy, who is also a fantastic writer on Saturday Night Live, and you would probably know his name from Deep Thoughts, but he was just a writer for many, many years, along with Jim Downey and many others, wrote the most absurd stuff, and my favorite stuff on the show was from Jack Handy. So I've been a fan of his for a long, long time. Well, I contacted him a couple years ago now and told him I was writing a book very much in the vein of Deep Thoughts, and he initially, I said, can you give me a quote or something? Like, I would love for your endorsement. And I know that I'm just like random guy here, don't know you. And at first he said no. And then I was like, I'm not going to take no. I'm just going to see, I'm going to keep working here and see if it works. And I emailed him some of the material and just kind of told him what I was thinking. I don't know if that was being a jerk or just persistent, but it worked. He changed his mind. He goes, all right, I'll give you an endorsement. So Jack Handy did endorse The Grocery List, which I end segments with a lot. I'll play a Jack Handy-style deep thought, but it's mine. It's my voice. And I actually do that at the end of this segment, too. And so in the process of talking to Jack Handy, I don't know if he meant to do this or what, but he kind of told me how a little bit of the behind the scenes of SNL works. And so I feel pretty confident that if I sent a letter to Lorne Michaels, that it would maybe get to him. And so I think I'm going to send a letter to Lorne Michaels. Maybe I'll send the book, too, just to see if he'd, like, give me an autograph or something. And ask him to make more of these documentaries like the Jim Downey one on Peacock, because they're so fun. Now, I don't know if you're going to enjoy it as much as I did, because I'm so into comedy, and I love SNL, and I just love it predates me, because I'm not even nearly as old as that show. But going back and watching it kind of in chronological order is very fun, of what I can find of it anyway. So anyway, I say all that to say, watch that show if you have Peacock, and hopefully they're going to make more. I'm going to petition him to make more. Maybe NBC will do it. Thanks for being here this weekend for Wiggins America. We can get you the podcast if you just want to type in Wiggins America. It comes up all over the place, all over the country. Appreciate you being here for this weekend, and we will see you next week, right after I play one of those grocery list items for you here at the end. All right, see you.
Like the flower and the scent of summer, like the sun and the shine.
Wiggins America.
Well, the truth may come in strange disguises. Send the message to your mind.
And now, an excerpt from The Grocery List, a book by Ryan Wiggins.
Since so many people are put off by the idea of bathroom attendants, why not just have a guy who stands in there and smiles at you?
The Grocery List, food for thought, by Ryan Wiggins. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.